Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. Normally on Mondays, we do Aftershock Mondays, but if you listened to the Live from WonderCon episode yesterday, you would know that I said we were doing all WonderCon episodes this week. I don't think it's quite going to be all, but we're definitely going to be doing some WonderCon centric podcast this week, and we'll get back to the regularly scheduled programming next week. So today, what I have for you is an interview I did at the show with Ryan Benjamin, who is the illustrator on the Immortal Men book. This is one of the titles spinning out of the Metal event that finishes up this Wednesday. And Immortal Men number one is on stands on April 11th. Now, this series is supposed to be drawn by Jim Lee. It's late, as all the New Age of Heroes books got pushed, but this one is the latest one. I mean, it's really, really late, and it's too bad. I don't like it when books are late. I mean, it sounds like a cliche, whatever. Nobody likes it when books are late. DC doesn't want their books to be late either, but I just, you know, when Jim Lee's on a book, it invariably it's late. And, you know, I know other things are going on and, you know, family stuff, and the guy's got like 17 kids and working as the publisher and everything. And I totally get that. I totally understand. But I mean, I don't know why he thought he could do a monthly book, you know, like, I think at this point in his career, he should be doing finite series where he draws the whole thing and then they solicit it. I know that's not necessarily how things work. And it's no knock against Jim. I mean, publisher is a more than full-time job. And, you know, like I said, he has a large family. He's very active with his kids, which is awesome. You know, he's being a good dad. I very much have respect for that. Family first. And then on top of that, to illustrate, especially with the level of detail and technique that he has, it's like, yeah, it's a lot. It's pretty much impossible. So I respect that. I like Jim Lee's art. I'd like to see him on a book. I'd like to see him on a monthly book, but I just don't think it's feasible. So I'm not sure why they keep trying it, I guess is my point. So anyway, Ryan Benjamin has taken over, and I believe he will start with issue 2. I'm not sure who's inking him on issue 2, but I know in issue 3, Richard Friend is joining to ink. So, again, the book's late. I don't really know how long Ryan's been working on it. And that's the thing. It made this interview a little bit awkward. DC really limited the number of interviews and the number of outlets that were allowed to talk. I mean, they had a list of like maybe 8 to 10 creators that were available for interviews, but they were only letting like 2 outlets talk to each creator. So this was who I got assigned out of, you know, all the people that I chose. So again, really limited. I'm not sure why. I talked to some of the publicity people. They weren't even sure why it was coming from higher up. So anyway, it was fine. Ryan's a nice guy. I've met him before. And he was happy to talk about the book. But like I said, it just makes for a little bit of an awkward interview because I wasn't sure how familiar he was with the property and how far along he was. So there's a few questions I ask and he's just like, man, I have no idea. Like, I haven't drawn that yet. Haven't got there yet. Just haven't been on the book that long. So, but there is a lot of good information. Ryan's very excited to be on this book. His art is spectacular. So I can't wait to see what he does. And as far as other WonderCon content, tomorrow on our Tuesday episode, we will be doing a wrap-up. Manny and I will give a rundown, favorite moments of the show, important things that we think you should know. And then Wednesday, we'll go ahead and do our regular new comic book day episode. And Thursday, Manny and I are probably going to talk a little bit about some of the non-comic stuff we did at WonderCon. And then Friday, you know, we normally don't put out episodes on Friday, but I actually have something really special for you this Friday. So stay tuned for that. And Saturday will be our regular Secret Wars Saturday. I know all you guys love the Secret Wars Saturday, so we'll definitely keep that up. And Sunday we'll be back to Valiant Sunday. So that's kind of how the week is going to play out. And one other thing I want to mention is that I did talk to a lot of creators at the show, but I didn't do a lot of interviews. They were busy. I was busy. Really, it's become harder and harder to do interviews at the show. A lot of times what ends up happening is, since I know these creators, a lot of them personally, we just set up a time at the show to record later, and it ends up being, you know, better quality. They get to spend a little more time, things like that. So anyway, I hope you all enjoy the interview with Ryan Benjamin about Immortal Men. Remember, it's going to be on stands on April 11th, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source coming to you from WonderCon, Anaheim, California, 2018. And I have the pleasure of having illustrator Ryan Benjamin joining me today.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about his upcoming work on a title that I think a lot of fans have been anxiously awaiting, Immortal Men.
Immortal Men.
Immortal Men. So, Jim Lee's drawn the first issue, and then you're taking over,
mm-hmm.
working with James Tynan, the author.
Mm-hmm.
So, why don't you tease our listeners? What's Immortal Men all about?
Immortal Men, basically five siblings who were basically touched by something called the nth metal. It gave them the powers of immortality, and they.
New Lego DC Super.
I can't give away too much.
Right, right.
But basically the story. I'll give away this. This character. His name is Caden. He's basically on the run because they're trying to capture him because his power is growing, and they're trying to capture him before he gets too powerful, basically. And so. There's a lot of cool characters in there. I can't really go into too much on the characters, but they're pretty amazing. I've never seen, there's some new powers in there I've never seen before. I'm like, okay, who came up with these powers? These powers are pretty amazing. But it's a really good book. I enjoy working on it. When I heard that Jim Lee had started the whole thing. Obviously I'm a huge Jim Lee fan. You know, he's like a mentor and a brother to me. So I can't help but to work with him. You know, so when I heard he was on it and they wanted me to work on this. Hands down, I was like, this is it.
You're in, right?
I'm in.
And you know, James is really coming up with some ideas of this secret part of the DC universe, with, you know, same like Scott Snyder did on Metal. With, really, there's been this secret part, this Immortal Man. They've been around all along. We just haven't known. So is that exciting to kind of, you know, because you've worked on things like Batman and some of the icons that have been around forever. But now so these guys have been around forever, but we haven't seen the stories yet. Is that exciting to kind of explore this new secret corner of the DCU?
Yeah, this is it's really there's some isms in there that we've seen before. I won't give it away, but it's to me, when I was reading the script, I was actually seeing some similarities in kind of how Image Comics kind of started. I could see it. I'll give that one away. It's kind of, I'm like, wow, this is literally like how Image started. So it's almost like they skinned it to look like superheroes.
Right.
You know, that's kind of what it feels like. So I was really having fun with it because as I'm drawing it, so I'm like, I actually live this, you know, as I'm drawing this book. So, but I love working on it. One of the cool things I like about it, because it's new, it's fresh. These are new characters. There's some similarities and some old characters that I've seen in the past. But it still has like a new feel to it.
Right.
You know. So I hope, you know, the fans will have fun when they're checking out the books and everything. So.
Yeah. And speaking of kind of secret corners, we mentioned DC Metal, kind of the secret dark underverse, and one of the breakout characters from that series, mm-hmm. the Batman Who Laughs. He's going to be making an appearance, right? So let me ask you, what's the best part about illustrator? I mean, is he an interesting character to draw? Is he challenging? Is it tough?
Well, I haven't drawn, what do you mean, drawing Batman in general?
The Batman Who Laughs last, with the chains and the...
I haven't drawn that character yet. I haven't seen him in the script yet, so I can't really like jump on that. But I'm sure we will see him later on in the series. But I do know there's going to be a lot of DC characters, other DC characters in there. So and I've seen hints of them, and I won't give them away. You just have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see. All right,
just
fair
wait
enough.
And see. I won't give away who it is, but. I think people will be amused.
Well, you did mention following in Jim Lee's footsteps, and he kind of did the design work for Immortal Men, right?
Yes.
So how is that following him? Do you find it easy that his style kind of translates to your style?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of have the same.
So when I first came in the industry, I already knew how to draw, but Jim pretty much forged my art style. So I have some similarities with his. You know, with his style. So basically, excuse me. Basically, it was really easy for me to adapt into it and to draw something or to draw pages and kind of still keep a similar Jim Lee style type of feel going on through this. So it was really easy for me to jump. And I have multiple styles. I can go tune. I can go you name it.
Right.
I can pretty much do it. You know. So
did you ask Jim? Was there anything you were like, what are you going for here?
Yeah. It's constant. You know, the whole time it's not just Jim. Just like you know, the editors too.
Right.
You know, everyone. It's like a pool of like 8 or 9 people I'm consistently talking to as I'm drawing the books. As long as it's open communication,
right.
We're staying in touch, and we're constantly just talking about different characters, their powers, their attitudes, you know, certain scenes and stuff like that. You know, it helps. It helps in just like, you know, pour me everything.
Right. One last question, Ryan. I wonder, do you take a different approach when you're, you know, like again, we're talking, these characters are new, so you're getting on the ground floor. Is there a different approach than working on like icons like Superman or Batman or anything like that?
Yes and no. Each character has their unique abilities and the unique... The essence of the character, so you have to try to capture that within each page or each piece that you work on. But at the same time, you know, just one artist trying to keep, you know, some cohesiveness, you
right.
know, with the visuals. So it's to me it's not hard. It's not hard. It's just kind of. You just have to find that balance.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what it is.
You know? Okay, great.
So.
I can't wait to check out the book, and I'm sure our listeners will let me know what they think, and I'll pass along the info.
Yeah. So.
I really appreciate the time, Ryan. Have a great show.
I appreciate it. Thank you.